God is in control. She's a happy girl.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to another podcast of Woman at the Well Ministries, where we believe that all of us have to come to Jesus like the woman at the well in John chapter 4. Our highest priority is making God real in your life. Whether you are listening in our app, in your favorite podcasting app, or on our website at watwm.org, we invite you to sit down with us as we look to the scriptures to learn more about God and to strengthen your daily walk with Jesus Christ.
Living her life for Christ. She's a happy girl.
Every one of us has been given a purpose in this life. God has supplied us with a life that is purposed to give Him glory, but many times the choices we make cause our lives to fall short of His call on our lives. Many don't even know the call God has on their life and are not disciplined to follow His commands. Many follow and then fall by the wayside, determining they are unworthy or unforgivable or too far gone for God to reach them, restore them, and use them. But my friend, all of this is simply a lie with which the devil has deluded you. Jeremiah 29:11 says that God has a plan for your life and is a plan to prosper you and give you a hope. He didn't say this applied only to those who didn't make a mistake or to those who found Him early. He said He has a plan for everybody. Join Kim in this podcast of Woman at the Well Ministries as she takes us on a journey revealing God's mercy and grace that forgives, restores, and puts us on the path to greatness.
Hello, and thank you for joining us in this podcast of Woman at the Well Ministries. Let's pray. Friends, we have a biggie today, and we want our hearts and our minds in the place that would hear what God would direct us to hear. Lord, I just ask that You would be with each of us. I pray that You would give us strength and courage as You speak to our hearts, that we would hear the message You have specifically for each one of us. Lord, that we would find hope in Your love for us, that we would find purpose in Your forgiveness for us, that we would find motivation in Your direction for us. Lord, I thank You for loving us. I thank You for being a friend that never leaves us or forsakes us. I thank You for wanting what is best for us, and I thank You that You choose us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You know, so often in our lifetimes, we face doubt and fear and obstacles come into our lives, and when they do, the devil would want you to think with a fleshly mind. He would want you to think with earthly thoughts. But see, we're told in Colossians that we are to set our affections on things above and not on things of the earth. So one thing that the devil does is he gets our mind wanting things that are afforded us here or things that we wish were afforded us here that are not. Another way that he bankrupts us emotionally and spiritually, is that when we make a mistake, God forgives us when we ask. We hear that in 1 John 1:9 when he says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And he remembers that sin against us no more. The scripture says that it is cast as far as the east is from the west. But the people in our lives, they bring it up. Circumstances in our lives may cause us to remember it. And I promise you, the devil is going to try to use it every time he can. But I have great news for you. I've read the back of the book and we win. I have incredible grace, mercy, and love and information for you that includes that the scripture says that nothing will separate you from the love of God in Romans 8, 38 and 39. I want you to know that if you've made some mistakes in your life, you're no different than Peter. If you come to know Jesus late in your life, you're like Paul. If you slide left and right and up and down of the rock, you're like the psalmist David. If you run from God, you're like Jonah. If you're suffering for God's sake, you're like Job. If you're deluded by a friend, led astray by someone you love, you're like Sansom. But I want to also tell you, regardless of whether you fit any of those individuals' lives, all of us fit David's when he said, "The battle's not mine, it belongs to the Lord." David, though he messed up kind of repeatedly, he was known as a man after God's own heart. David's legacy in the Psalms is one that shows us restoration. David's life, as revealed in the Psalms, explains to us God's redemptive power and the glory in which he restores us. David was a very blessed man. When he was strong in his faith, we see that in 1 Samuel. Everything we read about David is that he wanted to do right. But as Paul also wrote to us, we may want to do right, but our flesh wants to do wrong. And sometimes we do what we don't want to do because our flesh just pushes us, and that's what we're listening to. And that's when we find ourselves at the crossroads of a decision to cling and hold on to faith or to walk in despair. See, the scripture tells us in Matthew 22, 37 this. It says, Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind." The fact that David is known as a man after God's own heart leads me to believe that David loved the Lord with all of his heart, his soul, his mind. But David made mistakes. And friend, we live in this world. We all come into this world as sinners. And sin no longer has dominion over us as Christians. And we are to strive to walk towards the prize of the high calling. But we are humans. And if we're not extremely careful and if we're not diligent and highly disciplined to stay in the Word, to pray earnestly, frequently, and daily, we'll find ourselves in the snare, in the crosshairs of the devil. But my friend, if you have given your life to Jesus Christ and you are a child of the Most High God, you are not alone, even in your weakest moment. And here's where he gives us scripture, not only to give us hope, not only to give us help, but to give us wholly and completely forgiveness for our sins. The Bible says in 1 John 1:9, as I said earlier, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So let's talk about this forgiveness for a little bit. Jesus paid a sin debt he didn't owe because you owed a debt you couldn't pay. And he paid for it completely with his own blood and his own life. He gave you exactly what you needed when you asked for that free gift of salvation. And he says that we have a home in heaven not made with hands. He said that eye hasn't seen and ear hasn't heard what lies in store for them that love the Lord. I submit to you what he gives you when he gives you forgiveness of your sins is far more than you deserve, far more than you can imagine, and everything you would want. So this restoration from a sinful, wicked life going to hell gives us complete forgiveness and an eternity in heaven where the Son is Jesus Christ. There's no sin, no corruption, no death, no tears, no sorrow. You have something better than you had before, better than you could imagine. This all takes place because when he was on the cross, you were on his mind and he was fulfilling your payment for your debt before you were even a twinkle in your mother and dad's eyes. It was complete. But here you sit in life, a child of the Most High God, and you've made a bad decision. You've let some sin creep into your life. And here you sit in the crossroads of asking God for forgiveness and living in the redemptive, restorative power of Jesus Christ, or letting the devil ruin your reputation, destroy your witness. Oh, you're choosing that. But it's because you're choosing to follow the directions of the devil. Now, hear me out. As Christians, we are to live holy lives. He says, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." But he loved you before you were saved. So after you're saved, you don't have any less of love by Jesus Christ than you did before. And his love before you were saved cost him his life. The scripture says that he loves us. And he says, we love him because he first loved us. I need you to grasp within your heart and your mind that when you were at your worst state, your vilest point of life, no redemption, no redemptive thing. Your sins were as filthy rags. You were helpless and at the complete mercy of God, but in the complete throes of sin and the devil. Then he loved you enough to reach his hand down and to restore you. Now, my Christian brother and sister, you have been given the free gift of salvation. You're living a life that is intended to give him honor and glory. You're striving to let your light so shine before men that he would see your good works and glorify him. You've tasted and seen that God was good. And you're not intending, you're not purposely, you're not habitually, you're not continually sinning. You are having one moment, one bad decision where you have close your ears to the Holy Spirit. You have deluded your mind to what God wants, and you are creating a path of destruction for that moment, but you are not a sinner unsaved by the grace of God. You are a sinner saved by the grace of God, a new person in Christ Jesus who feels horrible because you stepped out of line. Because the Holy Spirit is convicting you, and now you need to come and ask Jesus to forgive you. And I promise you, the love he had before you knew him is the same love he has after you know him. But now you know him, and your love for him is greater. Don't let the devil steal your joy because you were fleshly for a moment, because I've got great news. Jesus has overcome the flesh. He's overcome the devil. You are victorious in him. And one cry out to Lord, save me, will produce in you the salvation and restoration and the power of all heaven to erase from that which you have done and put you on the path he has called you to be on. See, Jeremiah 29:11 gives you a promise. And this is the promise. He says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. God is thinking about you right now. God is whispering to you. The Holy Spirit is directing you and guiding you and leading you. And he's asking you to hear him when he whispers, to follow him, to know his voice, because you are his sheep and he's the shepherd. You need to know the voice of God and you need to follow. Then he says, thoughts of peace and not of evil. And listen closely. He says to give you an expected end. Jesus not only loves you, he has a plan for you. So when you step left or right of the center of his will, and you heed the conviction of the Holy Spirit within you, and you ask the Lord to forgive you for that horrible fault, to forgive you for not doing what he asked you to do, to forgive you for doing what he said not to do, to forgive you for not loving as you should, to forgive you for the anxiousness you live in, for the doubt that plagues you, and earnestly asking him to remove all the obstacles in your life that the devil is putting in front of you, to give you blinders to Satan and laser focus to the Holy Spirit. When he does that, my friend, he doesn't just forgive you, and he doesn't leave you where you were. See, he says he has a plan for you. He says that his thoughts are of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. God has an ending for your life, and it is to eternal heaven. But he has a path for you to follow all through this world, that you would be the person he would have you to be. He will equip you to be the person he's called you to be. He will supply everything you need to be what he asked you to be. The scripture says in 1 Peter that he has given us everything that we need in order to be the holy people he's called us to be. And he will continue to give you the strength to do it. And I want to tell you something. I want to bring to your mind the account in John of the 99 sheep and the one that went astray. See, I think that if you have known Jesus and you are living outside of his will, you're going to be as uncomfortable as you can be. It's going to be as annoying, as aggravating, as painful, and as uncomfortable of being in an elevator filled with mosquitoes and you've got honey on you. You're going to get eat up and you're going to do everything you can to escape. But I've got good news. You don't need to stay in the elevator with the mosquitoes, and you don't need to wallow in sin with the sinners. When you have that uncomfortable feeling, when you have that conviction that you need to change, you need to run to Jesus and shut the line up between you and the devil. Because he's going to say things like you're unworthy. He's going to say things, you've blown it. He's going to say things that you've now disqualified yourself to be in his service. He's going to do whatever he can to keep you from being in the center of God's will, because he don't want you to be a bright light to the world. He doesn't want you to have the blessings of God. He definitely doesn't want you to have uncommon favor. And he doesn't want you to love the Lord. He doesn't want you to have joy. See, because in John 10:10, we are told that the thief cometh to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus comes that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. See, this account that we read in John about Jesus being the good shepherd, how when one of the 100 was gone astray, Jesus left the 99. And he went to the one, and he didn't just free the one and leave the one where he was. No, Jesus freed the one and brought him to the same place the 99 that was doing the right thing were sitting. See, when Jesus restores you, he puts you on the path in a place that leads you to the greater good. He puts you in a place so that you are now on target for that expected end that he had for you all the time. When Jesus restores you, he restores you to greatness, because he restores you to a place of peace and joy. He restores you to a place where you are in the center of his will, where you hear him when he whispers, where you follow when he speaks, where you understand the amazing joy joy of the Lord, where you are used in His service, where you are doing what He asks you to do, where you have power in your life, where you can speak to the mountains and your faith will move it. He doesn't leave you away from the others. He brings you into the fold, fully restored, fully forgiven, to greatness in Him. Because it was never about you anyway. It simply was about Him. In your most depraved state, He loved you enough to die for you and to give you the free gift of salvation, which set you on a trajectory of blessing, joy, peace, and a home not made with hands, eternal into the heavens. His purpose for you never changed. His love for you never dwindled. You've made mistakes, but don't make the biggest one. If you don't know Jesus, don't make the biggest mistake that you can make by ignoring His free gift of salvation. And if you know Jesus, if you have committed your heart to Him, and you've realized that you're a sinner in need of a Savior, and that He's the only way, and that He's the truth and the life, if you believe in who He is, the only begotten Son of God, whose sinless perfect blood was shed on the cross of Calvary that you might go free. If you're part of the family of God, and right now you're that one in the weeds, you're that one that stepped out of the path. Oh, if He loved you before you were part of His family, how much more do you think He loves you now? Jesus isn't going to give up on you, but neither is the devil. But Scripture tells us, 1 John 4:4, be of good cheer, little children, for I have overcome them. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. To believe that your mistake is greater than God's forgiveness is a lie straight from the pits of hell and a slap in the face of the power of the love, mercy, and grace Jesus has already bestowed on you and will continue to do so. And as you walk through this life and you make mistakes and you receive the restorative power of Jesus, continually keeping you on the path to greatness, greatness in Him, not making you less than the others, but treating you equally the same. For we all come to Jesus as the woman at the well, and it takes just as much blood to save those which you think have done nothing wrong as it does for those that seem by this world to be claimed as rank sinners. See, we're all sinners and come short of the glory of God, and we all make mistakes. But if you love Him with your whole heart, your whole mind, and your whole soul, giving Him all your strength and your energy, your rope will be short and you won't step far. And when He calls for you and comes for you, as He surely will, you'll turn to Him. You'll ask for forgiveness. You will walk in His ways. You will long for Him. And you will love Him, and you'll let Him dust you off, and you'll head on down the road just as if you never sinned. Because His forgiveness is complete. His forgiveness is whole. His forgiveness is restorative. Friend, the only decision you have to make today is to turn your life to Jesus. He'll do the rest. In case you don't remember, in John chapter 8, there was a woman, fully sinful. Jesus asked the crowd, "You without sin, cast the first stone at this known adulterer." Interesting thing happened. No one cast any stones. Jesus began writing in the sand, and I believe He started writing sins they were guilty of. Because the 99 sheep, they've all been in a thicket sometime. And if they tell you they haven't, they're lying. Because none of us is as holy as we should be. Because we live in this world. but he will wash us white as snow. He'll dust off our feet, put us right back on the track, and love us like he's always loved us. So today, it's your time. It's your turn. Turn to God. You'll find him where he's always been, with arms open wide, love flowing from him, welcoming you and beckoning you to follow after him. Today's your day to be restored to greatness. Remember, you are loved. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for joining us in today's podcast. You can visit the show notes for quotes from today's podcast and scripture references. We pray today has been a blessing, and we encourage you to reach out to us through our app, our website, or our Facebook page. You can find our app by searching for Woman at the Well Ministries in your app store or through our website at watwm.org. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/watwm. If you visit our website, you'll be able to subscribe to Bible Bits, a daily devotion written by Kim and delivered Monday through Friday by text message. Woman at the Well Ministries is a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving our Heavenly Father, and it is through your loving and generous support that our ministry continues to bless others. To learn how to partner with Woman at the Well Ministries, please visit our website. Thank you to the gospel group Fudge Creek for letting us use their hit song, Happy Girl. We greatly appreciate your prayers. We are praying daily for our listeners. Remember that God loves you. You are loved.